just a day off for Rojas?
Yeah. I know it didn't seem like it was a great call after he hit two home runs yesterday, but I need to schedule these times down for these guys. I'm going to stick to it. And he'll be back in there. He'll be right back in there. Yeah, just need to give him a little blow.
Steve Gilbert.
Morning, Tori. What do you think of the new City Connect uniforms that you guys unveiled today?
Yeah, I think they're pretty cool. I didn't totally understand the concept when it was getting explained to me a couple weeks ago, but it turned out to be a really nice feature and really nice situation for Major League Baseball and in a way to connect with each city. So I know that I'm a little bit of a part of it, embarrassingly so, but I just thought I would do anything to kind of promote today. And it seems like it's going very, very well so far.
Tori, do you know if the pants are going to be the same color as the jersey tops? I think it's been that way for other teams.
We're going to have our original color pants. I've just been informed. Couple health updates. JB Bukauskas he's been working on some flat grounds. We'll be targeting a Tuesday bullpen, very similar way for Taylor Widener. So we're hoping for, good news over the next couple of days. We're anticipating that everything will work out just fine and get him up on a pen. And we'll see how he feels from there. So I know you guys have been asking about that for the past couple of days. Bums out to 75 feet with a strong program. Tyler Clippard, I know I haven't been mentioning him very often, but he's got a throwing program out to 90 feet. Really encouraged by this news. He's been coming out every now and then to the stadium and talking shop with the guys, just offering some of his insights and leadership. It's good to see him around, but also even better knowing that he's getting back on his feet and initiating some throwing programs. Looking to throw potentially a flat ground on Tuesday.
Tori, I think MLB has said 22 teams have reached the 85% vaccination threshold.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you guys with that? I think when we asked you about this a couple months ago, you weren't sure if you guys would get there, but has anything changed since then?
We're inching closer. I don't know the exact number. I know we're a body or two short. Obviously, we want to be one of the teams that is not and get into that, be that 23rd team. But we can't quite get there.
Jack Summers.
Tori, I know you're very well covered at third base with the current roster. And I also know that future roster moves, whether they come at the deadline or off season, is not your purview. I just have a very specific question though. Do you feel like Ketel Marte has the arm to handle third base?
I'll just answer your question specifically. Of course I do. I think Ketel Marte could play anywhere on the field and excel. He's that talented of a player.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Nick McCorrow.
Hey, Tori, I don't think that the notes have come out yet, but do you have anything on your starters against the Giants?
They haven't come out, and I know that they'll be popping out here pretty soon. I met with the PR department this morning, and we worked all the way through Thursday. So I'll let you guys get those notes here, and they'll be coming out. Okay. So we're going to be Peacock, TBA, and it was Merrill TBA, I think is what we talked about. Yeah. So that's what it looks right now. Casey will be sending those notes out here in a moment.
Anything else for Tori? No, thank you.
Thanks, Tori.
Thanks, Tori. Have a good day.